If you have a child, if you were a child, or if you've ever seen a child, then you know how they are on a pool deck. A pool is big for kids. I mean, we could be at Disney or at a roadside Hampton Inn in the middle of nowhere. As long as there was a pool, Catherine was good. But on a pool deck, there are two kinds of kids. First, there are the timid kids. You've seen it. They wade in one step at a time, very carefully, a pause on each step even. It's a fairly long journey from dry to wet for those kinds of kids. Then, of course, there are the cannonballers. No pause, no trepidation, just one big splash, and they are in the pool. You know instantly which kind of kid you were and which kind of kids you have. Journey on and get wet by stages, or one giant splash. So I'm just curious, which method is more scriptural? And it seems to me that the start of the Abraham story, which we have this morning in Genesis, is a good place to look. This really is the start of the Abraham story. And I think you could argue that this is the most important relationship in the history of God and his people. And if that's true, that the relationship between God and Abraham is that significant, then the starting point is pretty darn momentous. So my initial reaction is obvious. This feels like a big splash. I mean, think about it. God shows up pretty much out of nowhere and visits a descendant of one of Noah's sons who is traveling, albeit fairly aimlessly, back toward the ancestral homeland. And God chooses Abraham out of all of the residents of planet Earth. And he says to him, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing." God is initiating a partnership which will shape everything that comes after. Without this moment, there is no God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Without this moment, there is no Israel and no temple in Jerusalem. Without this moment, there is no covenant with a nation which God honors even through years of the people's disobedience. Without this moment, there is no return from exile. Without this moment, there is no line of David for our Lord Jesus Christ to be born into. So I don't even know why I mentioned the kids on the pool deck. The God of Scripture obviously is a big splash God. And this is the most cataclysmic of cannonballs. And you'll forgive me. I don't mean to butt in or overstep or anything, but I do hope, I really hope that you also would like to make a big splash for God. I do hope, I really hope that you would like to partner with God in a big splash way and really make a difference in God's plans and intentions for the good of all the people that he loves. You really do have that potential. You all do. All Abraham did was say yes to the partnership. All Abraham did was follow where God led the way and do his part. But that changed the world. That was a big splash. And God really can use you too to change the course of things for the better, in your family, in your church, in your community, even in the world. But what if you are the timid, wade in slowly type of person? What if a big splash sounds a bit too dramatic for the way that you are wired? What if even that sounds a little frightening? Well, if you're concerned about that, you obviously didn't read the whole passage this morning. This morning, God comes to Abraham and introduces the biggest big splash plan short of Jesus himself. This morning, God initiates the relationship, which has consequences that reach literally thousands of years down the road. But I hope you noticed, it doesn't all happen at once. It does not start at all with a cannonball. What actually happened is said to us in verse 9. And Abram journeyed on by stages toward the Negev. Abraham journeyed on by stages. And that, of course, is the other kid on the pool deck. Step by step, a little at a time, slowly. In the case of Abraham, it really was a very slow and deliberate journey with a great many ups and downs. Abraham makes mistake after mistake, and God has to bail him out again and again. The only thing Abraham does right, really, is keep listening and keep following the God who called him. Abraham follows God just a few steps at a time. So what about you? I do hope that you want to make a big splash for God, but I also want you to know how that actually works. Even when God calls you to very big things, He only leads you toward them a little at a time. In fact, it is the small decisions which you make every day that determine your direction and your destination. Those decisions also determine how much or how little you will have partnered with God when it is all said and done. Do I reach out to the friend who I know is facing disappointment? Do I go and sit with the widow who is grieving? Do I go to church and receive the sacrament and honor the community, or do I just need to lie in this Sunday? Do I say my prayers and earnestly listen before I'm too sleepy to manage to do it? From there, Abraham journeyed on by stages, and you are moving forward by stages also. Now, as always, to be fair, I really do try to be fair, so I will remind you that you can opt out. You can, like so many people in the world around us, pay little or no attention to the pool of possibilities that God has led you to sit beside. I'll just point out one small detail, and that is that you are wet already. At your baptism, whenever that was, you were soaked in the Holy Spirit, which formally initiates your relationship with God. So, I mean, if you're wet already, it seems silly not to wade in deeper, or if you're wired that way, to jump.